Good afternoon and welcome to the Boldness Melbourne Fringe Special in 2025. The Boldness is about lived experience of disability, and it's this time of the year we do the Melbourne Fringe Special, talking all things fringe. My name is Raf, producer of The Boldness, and today we are talking with Tennille Clark from Waste Worlds. Welcome to The Boldness. Tennille, how are you feeling today?
I'm pretty well, Raf. Thanks so much for having me on your show.
Look, let's clear the formalities out. It's great to have you here. And Waste Worlds, what is Waste Worlds about?
Okay, well, I represent Fast Fashion, and we're a local art collective that uses textile waste to create events and performances and workshops that engage people in issues related to waste, the environment, and fashion. And we're collaborating for this Melbourne Fringe show, which is called Waste Worlds, with local legend Snuff Puppets, who create large-scale puppets. So Waste Worlds is a giant puppet interactive installation made completely of clothing waste, and it's happening in the Magdalen Laundry in Abbotsford Convent.
So we've actually got lots and lots to talk about Waste Worlds. It sounds absolutely fascinating. So Waste Worlds, it's made from discarded clothing?
Yeah, so we've partnered with Sacred Heart Mission, and they've provided us with clothing waste that's been sorted through by their volunteers, like stuff that gets donated to the op shop that can't be resold. We've collected 500 kilos of that, and today Snuff Puppets and some of the Fast Fashion artists have started building the installation over in Footscray.
I just want to know if I'm getting my pronunciation here, and I'm liable to get this wrong. Big deep breath, Raf, for this interview. Fast Fashion?
Yeah, Fast Fashion. to distinguish us from Fast Fashion, which is like where most of the clothing waste comes from.
Fashion is spelled F-A-S for Sam, H for hello, U for umbrella, N for never-ending.
Yeah, never-ending, which is what's going on with the clothing waste. So, yes.
We've got Waste Worlds happening, and it's put together by Fast Fashion. That's going to be so good. I can just hear myself saying this, thinking this is wrong. I'm really trying to concentrate hard, Fast Fashion. The involvement of Snuff Puppets, these big puppets, and to be on a runway?
We're creating an installation which will be like a giant house that sits in a landscape of textile waste. And so you can come and you can play in the installation with the giant puppet, and then you can explore that. You can rummage through piles of clothing waste. During the installation, we're going to have different public programming. So we've got kids workshops. So for kids and their grown-ups can come down on Wednesday the 1st to the 3rd of October, and we'll be running like a workshop where you can play with the giant puppet, and then also rummage through the clothes and make new outfits out of the clothing waste. And then we wear them on a runway show that happens inside the installation. Then on the Saturday, we attempt the impossible, which is a 6-hour nonstop runway show, which basically means that there's always going to be someone on the runway. And it goes for 6 hours, but we've broken it up into 2-hour slots. So you can buy a ticket to one of those 2-hour slots and then come and go as you please. And the idea is you can come and make something, new outfit, and then wear that on the runway and then quickly do that again over and over. Or you can make stuff for other people, artists and fashion designers on hand to help. But you're also welcome to just sit back and watch it all unfold. Like, you don't have to participate. There's like, every runway needs an audience.
This is sounding absolutely wild waste worlds with this level of audience participation. If people would like to participate, the Boldness would like to say that if you're an up and coming aspiring model, here is your chance to get discovered at Waste Worlds. How does that sound to you, Danielle?
Yeah, absolutely. We need 6 hours worth of models. I will also add, though, that on the Sunday, we have Waste Worlds Recovery, and that is, it's just open as an exhibition and for people to come hang out and look at the installation. We'll have some tactile tours, and you can bring your device and your headphones and an audio description of the installation as well. So we got something for everyone, really.
Well, let's talk about kind of like accessible. So like the space is wheelchair accessible?
Yes, the Magdalene Laundry at the Abbotsford Convent is wheelchair accessible.
Right, yep. So it's open to all, to mobility aid. So if I was using, let's say, a motorised scooter, for example, I can scoot around. If someone was pushing a wheelchair or push it, you can actually make yourself very, very, move around very, very easily with it.
Yeah.
Sounds like where you've got some possibly QR codes or links. If people have got headphones or a device, they could either scan or they could touch a website where people can listen to a description.
Yeah, we'll have a QR code available that will link the description. We'll also have a live audio description on the Saturday for the 6 hour runway show. We have a poet who is going to be commentating the entire day, and audiences, members are invited to come and help describe what they're seeing on the runway as well.
Right. So not only you can be a model, you also could become a public announcer and train, and you could also put your hand up and say, hey, if I've got a disability, this is my experience. I've commentated on Waste Worlds. I would like to contact 3CR and volunteer to become a volunteer with the Boldness. This is really cool, hey?
Yeah.
Right, and it's also like a bit of a, like the live poet provides an interactive audio description. Is that in prose, poetry, or are they just visually describing what goes on? Or are they going to put it into some verses, into verse form?
Yeah, I think all of the above. But it will definitely be poetic, that's for sure. They've got a bit of a Roy and HG style about them, actually, to give you an idea of kind of the style of kind of like a radio announcer. But then who knows what audience members will step forward. Could go in any direction.
Well, is that it can go in any direction. Like, and it's this sounds very much like an interactive show that people could be involved as much as they would like to, or they could like to say, look, I'm an audience member. I actually want to sit down and observe and just feast my eyes on this fantastic spectacle of people showing their fashion as they walk up.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great, on the Saturday, there'll be a bar and some seating to the side so you can sit there. There'll be different types of seating all around the runway. And you can also just hide in the corner and watch people sew as well, because there'll be lots of people just making stuff. Yeah, a bit of a choose-your-own-adventure.
We're going to explore the choose-your-own-adventure in a few minutes. there's a tactile tour that is available as well at Waste World. What actually is a tactile tour?
That's a really great question. We're actually partnering with Vitae Veritas, who are experts in access, and they will be working with us to develop a little tactile tour that will take people through the installation. We'll also have, this is a really cool thing, we're going to have outside of the space a smaller version of the puppet that you can actually touch before you go into the space, and like a board with all the different types of fabric that will be used on the installation as well, to give people a bit of an idea of what it is before they get in there. But the tactile tour is for people who are blind or low vision, have an installation.
Well, certainly, and I'm going to actually talk this up a little bit. As the chronic ASPE with sensory overload, which is all my centres, I identify as having Asperger's syndrome, not autism, that yep. There's a huge difference between, let's say, feeling some cloth that might be polyester as opposed to touching, let's say, wool, for example, or plastic types of hats, like maybe belt and a beret. So you can get a different feel and how that might actually affect the body as they're going through. But it's called Waste Worlds. And as I said, this is sounding more and more amazing. What year is Waste Worlds setting? In the future sometime?
It's set in the year 2125. So it's 100 years from now, and clothing waste has taken over the world. Everything's made of clothing waste, Bea. And there's no humans left, only customers. And everyone is just completely fashion obsessed. There's nothing left to do but serve looks, basically.
Now, is it with your permission, Tennille, I'm going to read out how many words. It's about 12 to 15 words, I estimate. Set in the future, the oceans have risen. The billionaires have fled, and Earth is buried in clothing waste. So to me, this actually suggests that, okay, it's 2025, the fashion or fashion industry, or I should say fast fashion, it's really about making a statement. This is the alternative to the fashion of today, fast fashion. I knew I was going to get this wrong. Fast fashion would come through. It's actually about saying, hey, we've got to make an environmentally friendly movement of fashion to stop the global warming, put an end to all this waste, use our resources wisely.
It's a very complex topic that we've been trying to educate people on, and there's lots of people doing that too. This is, I guess, our new way of talking about the problem and making it really fun and accessible, and hopefully people come and have a nice time and maybe have a bit of a think about consumerism and how much waste we have in the world. But we want people to walk away feeling like hopeful and like they've made some friends and had a nice time. We don't want people feeling too depressed, because it's a pretty depressing subject matter.
And there's plenty of opportunities to make friends, like the sewing machines available and artists are lurking nearby with scissors and questionable taste, and the live poet to provide commentary on the cask. And you're welcome to take the mic as well. So essentially, there's going to be a relaxed space for people too?
There's a breakout space that is away from all the chaos, because it gets pretty, like, there's a lot happening in there, and there's a lot of colours and a lot of textures, so there's a bit of a quieter space where you can just chill out. But it is a relaxed performance, which means that you don't have to stay for the whole time. you can come and go as you please. You can go and have a walk around the convent and then return. And you could just not participate and just sit and watch.
Yep, and some of the sessions will be Auslang interpreted?
Yes. We've got a kids workshop at 10 a.m. on the Friday, which has an interpreter. And the 2 p.m. session on the Saturday also has an interpreter.
What is the most compelling reason that people should come to Waste Worlds?
Okay, first, before I forget, I just want to mention that we have a couple of mask on sets as well. Well, we request people wear masks. So the first half of the exhibition day, 10 to 12 on the Sunday, we ask that people wear masks. And also the first session on the Saturday, which is 12 to 2, we ask that people wear masks. And we'll also have HEPA filter on site, two really big ones. We also, like, we make masks. Lots of people, when they come to our workshops, make masks. So we, like, those sessions will be focused on, like, wear, like, you know, the mask, but then we'll probably just keep making masks on top of that as well. As an option, don't have to. But I just wanted to mention that because it's not up on the Fringe website yet. I've asked it to be added.
It's great that you brought it up then. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, this was a great opportunity. We got the Melbourne Radical Access Commission and fast fashion is, we're all neurodiverse and queer artists, and we've always centered those identities and those communities as the norm in everything that we make. And from that place, everyone's welcome. There's also a couple of us who are chronically ill as well. So we really think about access and always have. But with this funding, we were able to expand that out and think, like, who else can we include in this from the beginning? So we've been embedding access for blind and low vision audiences as well. And then we've got all these other added on accessibility things. I guess that's partly why, going back to your question that you asked before of, like, what's the most compelling reason is, I don't know, maybe some listeners have heard of us before, Fast Fashion, and maybe more listeners have heard of Snuff Puppets because they've been around for over 30 years. And we've been around about 5 or 6 years, but this is like the culmination of, like, everything we've been working towards, and now we're collaborating with these iconic puppet makers to create something completely new that we've never done before while embedding access. It's a very exciting project for us all to be a part of. We're really excited to have audience members come and experience it and play in it and transform it with us. And because it's going to be an installation, but then the whole week will be about creating something together with audiences. So
it really does sound marvelous, Tennille. Waste Worlds, it's coming all together. Well, just like, Tennille, for you to say, when does the sessions start for people to go to Waste Worlds and the address and how to get tickets?
It opens on Wednesday the 1st of October, and the Wednesday the 1st to Friday the 3rd, they're kids' workshops. So that's for kids and their grown-ups to come down. The Saturday, which is the 4th of October, is the 6-hour non-stop runway. And the Sunday from 10 to 2 is the exhibition. You can find tickets on the Melbourne Fringe website if you type in Waste Worlds, one word, with an S on the end. And it's happening at Abbotsford Convent at the Magdalen Laundry, which is in Abbotsford. I'm not sure of the actual address. You can find Fast Fashion at fastfashion.com, which is spelled FASTFASHUN.com. We're also on Instagram. There's a bit, the access info is basic on the Fringe website, but we will put together a more detailed access info on our website, and that'll be available. It'll include things like a social story and everything else I can think of.
Well, is
and
it...
you can request info too.
Well, the Boldness would like to thank Sunil Clark from Fast Fashion for coming onto the Boldness and talking about Waste Worlds. Thank you very much, Tennille, for your time.
Thank you so much for having me on. This was a great opportunity. We got the Melbourne Radical Access Commission and fast fashion is, we're all neurodiverse and queer artists, and we've always centered those identities and those communities as the norm in everything that we make. And from that place, everyone's welcome. There's also a couple of us who are chronically ill as well. So we really think about access and always have. But with this funding, we were able to expand that out and think, like, who else can we include in this from the beginning? So we've been embedding access for blind and low vision audiences as well. And then we've got all these other added on accessibility things.